You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports. Even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. And most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, rolling in a little bit later in the broadcast, Robert Mott, our international wine guru. We'll be checking in to share, well, we don't never know what Robert's got in store for us, but he always has some great information to share with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me. First, there are no operators standing by.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
I am it. Well, I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Celebrating National Cheese Day today. Don't cut it. But National, I love cheese. I'm a cheese lover's day. So maybe we're not celebrating the cheese. We're celebrating the cheese lovers. That would be you and me. A little blue cheese. Maybe at the end of a day, you take some blue cheese, stuff it in a green olive, put it that into your martini. Put three of them there. Two doesn't work. Nice way to end the day. A blue cheese stuffed olives in a vodka, a Kettle One martini. Just a little bit of a thought right there. We get to have a little fun every once in a while. Speaking of fun, have you been probably not a lot of fun if you are invested in the stock market right now? Now, I've shared with you many, many times that I really don't worry too much about the market because I am not trying to hit home runs in the market. I like the idea, and we're going to talk to Pat Morin on Friday. He's going to come in and chat with us. He's with VIP Insurance Services talking about insurance, annuities. How about a way to save some money, to make some money, and not have to worry about the downside risk of the stock market? I'm sure that right now with the market down, as I'm speaking, over 400 points, there's a lot of people that are worried, especially the worst group that gets hurt by this. I've told you this before. Unfortunately, it's the seniors that feel this the most. But no panic here. Just think about this. The market, when President Obama took office, the market had tanked quite a bit in the last few months of the Bush administration. It was down, and I don't have the number right in front of me, but it was somewhere around 6,800. It was under 7,000 at the time. Today, even though we're down over 470 points as I'm speaking to you, as we're broadcasting right now, we're at 15,500. Now, I've been sharing with you and with many folks for the last month or two that the market is a little bit of a fake number right now. Why do I say it's a fake number? Well, the federal government and the Federal Reserve, both entities, have been putting so much money into the market that it's really a false number. Who's getting all the money? The government puts all this money into the marketplace. They're lending money, or the cost of money for major corporations is negligible. So they don't have to worry about that. With the Bush administration, the bailout numbers, a lot of the risk items in the market were taken out. So there are not a lot of consequences for bad actors. So think about this. You have all this money. The government has increased their balance sheet by $10 trillion, increased our debt by $10 trillion in the Obama years, more than all the other presidents combined. $10 trillion. Where did that money go? Well, we're not seeing an increase in wages. We're not seeing people going back to work. And I know the government wants to give you this malarkey that we've got 5% unemployment. That's because so many people have quit looking. We've got low, we're near the lows on our numbers when it comes to labor participation rate. People are just not going out and looking for a job. You get somebody like Bernie Sanders who's saying, we don't want people to be successful in America. Obviously, he doesn't want people to be successful in America because anybody that is successful, he wants to take the money away from them. He wants to take their success away. I like the other way around. I'm a big believer. I thought Mitt Romney would have done a much better job. He couldn't figure out how to tell people that, yes, I have made millions and I'll show you how to do it too. Donald Trump is coming about, and I don't like a lot of what Donald Trump does, but he's another one that says, I've been successful. Anytime you talk to him, he tells you how successful he is. So you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure that out. But here's the idea, is as opposed to Bernie Sanders, Donald Trump is saying, you know something, I'll show you how to do what I've already done. Yeah, I know he started with a big nest egg, but he's made it monstrous. I like that idea. So Bernie Sanders says, let's take, if you're successful, take money away from me. Why would I want to become successful then? Why do I want to go work so hard if he's going to take everything I have away? Hillary Clinton, I've shared for 6 months now that I don't believe she'll be the Democrat candidate or the nominee for president. More and more we're seeing with the emails that she sent out, the emails that she had unprotected that are above the top secret level emails. Well, we're seeing those already coming through, that there were dozens of those on her server that she told us there were none. That was one of the comments, I think it was Chris Christie that said it. She may spend more time in the courthouse than the White House. Just saying. So that's not a good alternative. Who's else is, and Trump is leading by so much. Where else are you going to go? The Democrats have put nobody up. The Republicans have put nothing good up, and we're supposed to wonder where the economy's going. But in spite of them, look what we've done under the Obama administration. We're still surviving, even all of this regulation that he's put in place. Now, I am going to say housing starts not good in the month of November, down 3%, annual rate of 1.15 million units. The market was looking for 1.2 million units. We need more than that. We need about 1.5 million units to break even on an annual basis. Building permits dropped 4%. So we're not even getting the permits out there to start building. CPI down 0.1% from November, below the consensus. Not looking like a good economy. Yeah, I know we'll get some spin coming out of Washington that it's not a good economy. The candidates are going to try and differentiate themselves from the president. So they're going to tell us it's not a good economy, other than now we're hearing, depends on what the popular commentary is as to what Hillary Clinton will say. You know, it depends which way the wind is blowing for her. But you can see what's going on. Oil prices, oil is down to $26.61 a barrel on the world market right now on oil. And interest rates, the 10-year treasury, down below 2%. I told you the first of the week that I thought it was going to go below 2%. It is down below 2% right now. So if you're thinking about buying a house, refinancing a house, those numbers are looking very, very good for you. Most of the country is looking good. We're getting a little bit of a tax break, even though they won't call it one. But one of the items that we look at as a tax break, in essence, is gas prices. Well, 37 states have gas under $2 a gallon. State of confusion, we're paying $2.736 a gallon on average, about 90 cents a gallon more than the national average. The majority of the country, the national average, $1.87 a gallon for gas. So the country's looking good in a lot of these different areas from that standpoint, but the stock market is not feeling it. We're going to talk about that today a little bit more. How do you take advantage of some of these things? How do you make this work for you? How do you make it work for your family? That's the most important part. That's why I do what I do every day, is sharing how we make what's going on in the world market work for you and your family. Robert Mott's going to be here. He's got an interesting commentary on corkage fees. What the heck is a corkage fee? We're going to talk to him about that when we talk about a little bit of wine later on. Rents, they're still skyrocketing. So what are you going to do? You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. You can reach me anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. About 90,000 people have already looked at that YouTube videos this month. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Ron Siegel Radio Date Night Trivia, presented by Reunion Kitchen and Drink. Friday, Ron will pose a question based on on-air conversations during the prior 7 programs. The person to post the answer according to the guest conversation will win a date night package, including a dinner gift card for Reunion Kitchen and Drink. You might even be able to say hi to Ron when you visit Reunion Kitchen and Drink.
It's not every day your home gets flooded, but when it happens, you've got the good people at APRIS on your side. With over 25 years of construction and insurance experience, they can turn any disaster around, making your home good as new. For 24/7 support, call 844-GO-APRIS or find us on the web at www.apris.me. Day, night, rain, or shine, when it happens to you, you know what to do. Go APRIS. Remember, call 844-GO-APRIS. That's 844-462-7747.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. At 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at VIP Mortgage. They've got a bank statement program now. For those people that do not, you know, they take advantage of every law possible to minimize their taxes. Well, then they go to try to buy a house and they have trouble figuring out how do they finance it. Well, now There is a bank statement program over at VIP Mortgage that will allow you to basically have a stated income loan. They look at all the deposits on your personal statement. If you've got a business account, they're going to look at half the deposits there, 50% of them. They don't look at withdrawals. They don't look at overdrafts. They don't look at your profit and loss statement. They don't look at reserves. All they need is basically 24 months worth of bank statements, owner-occupied loans down to a 600 FICO score, non-owner and second homes with a 500 FICO score. Think about that. There's goes up to $3 million loan amounts, 90% loan-to-value, 90%. So if you buy a $3 million house, you can get a loan at $2.7 million as long as you qualify, and you can do that 2 years following a foreclosure, short sale, or bankruptcy. Think about that. If you need some more information on it, give me a call at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. I will put you in touch with the good folks at VIP Mortgage. That is the Mortgage Minute. Wine means it is time for our weekly chat with Robert Mott, our international wine guru. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Ron. How are you today?
I am doing great. I saw some of the notes for this morning, and I am really excited to chat about some of these things because I find it very, very fascinating. The ins and outs of corkage fees.
Yeah, it's a kind of a mystery to some people. You know, that's the whole idea of corkage fees. You know, it's kind of an unusual practice in some ways because if you think about it in context, you know, you wouldn't bring in a steak and ask the chef to prepare it generally, nor would you generally bring in a beer or you know, a bottle of vodka or something like that. It seems like it's just wine. So it's kind of peculiar in itself.
Absolutely. You know what we've got to do, though, Robert, though, because some folks that may be listening to us this morning may not be the wine aficionados. What is a corkage fee?
Corkage fee, it's the fee that covers the, basically, that they charge to basically open a bottle of wine and pour it at your table for you. It's a bottle of wine that you bring in, the one that you did not purchase from their wine list.
So I bring it into a restaurant.
Yeah, exactly. And so okay. it covers the cost of their wine glassware, maintenance, you know, buying, cleaning, storage. It's supposed to cover some of the cost of the service time for uncorking the bottle. In most states, legally, you can't open it yourself. And I know here in California in particular, you cannot illegally bring in a bottle that's already been opened. Some people have done that. I've seen that happen before. But the bottle actually should be sealed as it came from the original bottler or vintner. Fees kind of run all over the place. Some places, will be relatively inexpensive, like $5 to $10 at one of your local mom and pop places. They're really expensive places. The French Laundry in Yountville up in Napa, I think they charge somewhere north of either $150 or more. There's some places in New York that charge it that much as well. Generally, the average that I've seen most places is about $15 to $30 at most. $30 is kind of the more fine dining establishments, $15 to $20 in most of your normal restaurants. Basically, they're doing it to offset their lost revenue and their expenses. Obviously, you know, when they sell wine, there's a profit margin there for them as well. So a couple of tips if you like to bring your own bottle of wine to a restaurant. That makes the experience goes really well for you, and you don't have any embarrassing moments along the way. Be sure and call before you go to your restaurant. Ask them about their corkage fee details before you walk in the door. Some restaurants limit how many bottles you can bring. It may be one or two. Others allow more than one wine if you purchase a bottle from their list. And then there are
one or two magnums, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. And then there are a few restaurants that don't allow you to bring your wine of any kind. Not too many here in California, but there are a few. Also, for some reason, as we know, the screw cap, as we call it, or Stelvin enclosure, is becoming more and more popular, even on fine wine. Don't quibble about the fact that it doesn't have a cork. It's basically, the corkage applies to whether there's a cork in, in the bottle or whether it's a screw tap enclosure. It really shouldn't start to argue about that, the fact that they call it corkage and there's no cork. The fact is they opened the bottle for you and you didn't buy it from their list. Most of the fees that you see apply mainly to 750 milliliter bottles, the standard size bottles. Some restaurants charge double for magnums or have a different corkage policy for magnums. Another thing is check the list. When you call about the corkage fees, if you have a wine that you're thinking about bringing, just ask to see if it's on the restaurant's wine list already. If it is, it's good form to choose another bottle from your cellar. Some restaurants get a little funny if you bring in a bottle that's on their wine list. So if you're bringing something that's really relatively common, something that most restaurants carry, sometimes they get funny about opening those bottles of wine because it's something they already have on their list. You really, to be safe, grab that special bottle you've been saving, something that's an older vintage or perhaps, or something that you went to Napa or the Central Coast and picked up a special bottle that has some meaning to you that you wanted to pair with some of the food that you're going to get in that particular restaurant. And next thing is don't bring cheap wine. This is one.
Robert, it's funny you say that because one of our, we do our date night trivia question every Friday from Reunion Kitchen and Drink, and we're sitting at the bar one night, and somebody's got it, and they have a free corkage. That's just one of their things to entice people to come to the restaurant. And somebody's sitting there with a bottle of Two Buck Chuck.
Yeah. It's extremely tacky to bring a cheap bottle of wine. In fact, I heard of extreme occasion. My wife works part time in a restaurant in La Quinta. It's a very high end restaurant, and somebody brought in some cupcake Sauvignon Blanc or something like that. It's really just one of those things that you just want to stay away from if you can help it. You don't have to go over the top, but if you could find a nice bottle, it would be in the retail range of, high 20s to low 40s or something like that. That would be certainly in the acceptable range and something that you're not going to embarrass yourself that way. Transport the wine discreetly. It's always a good thing. Offer your server or sommelier a taste as well. It's kind of common etiquette, and sometimes this will score you free corkage as well. I've found that many times I bring a special bottle into a restaurant, and if you offer the somm a taste, a lot of times that corkage charge just doesn't make it on your bill. It's funny how that works sometimes.
Nice.
Also, other ways to get free corkage, sometimes restaurants will waive one corkage fee if you buy a bottle off their list. Sometimes some of the smaller, more local restaurants with local ownership will have free corkage night, like you just talked about, or half price wine night, or something like that. Nights it actually is they it's to your advantage to bring your own wine, perhaps. And then the last thing, of course, is if you have leftover wine, in California at least, you can put the cork back in that bottle just so it's not easily removed. And you can take it with you as long as it's in a bag, carrier, or some way otherwise covered. Be sure and put the wine in the trunk somewhere out of your reach because it is technically an open container. And if you happen to get pulled over, you wouldn't want to have that little bit of evidence waiting there on your front seat for the officer to see, obviously.
And no straws.
And no straws, absolutely. one last thing on that, too. Tipping, that's one of the things that always gets a lot of discussion when you bring in wine, you cork it at the restaurant. Even though you're paying the corkage fee, a corkage service fee, it's common practice to tip on the value of the wine you bring. Remember that corkage charge is going to the restaurant or the establishment, not to your server. So if you bring something that might be like a $40 bottle of wine, you might add an extra 10% or something on top of the food tip, just to kind of acknowledge the server as far as what they've done for you in terms of service, as long as that's good service, of course.
And that's an important thing. I mean, to me, I find that to be so, so important that if you're getting good service, remember the servers. Their salary, their livelihood comes from that gratuity. And just remember that, take care of them. They're That's how they're feeding their family. Just like you're there having a good time, they're away from their family to help you have a good time. And I think that's a great tip there, Robert, because I think that might go forgotten a lot, especially when you have some of the restaurants. You know, I know a lot of restaurants have free corkage or free corkage on Monday night or half price Tuesday or something like that. Whenever you're getting some of these freebies, just remember the service still has an expense, and those people are still trying to make a living for their families also. So that is really, really great advice, and I love all the information you share with us. Love that information about corkage. It's a great idea, and it's happening more and more. I see it more and more here in California.
Absolutely, Ron. And it's one of those things that not everybody understands the etiquette around it. And there are so many, you know, so many kind of rules, I guess, that you could say about it, that really just guidelines for using are really more or less common sense. I mean, if you think about them and you really think about why there is a corkage charge and the like, you kind of understand, you know, the discussion we had today. It's really just, being considerate of the establishment and considerate of the service that you get. Again, assuming that you get that great service that you almost always get in these kinds of establishments. So some words to live by and consider the next time you decide to bring a bottle out to your restaurant.
Absolutely. And remember, if you don't take care of the restaurant and the servers, you're not going to be able to go back there because they're going to be out of business. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Great information from Robert Mott all the time. Robert's on with us every Wednesday, so you can look at if you missed a past show with Robert, they're on YouTube, Ron Siegel 1, right there. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Southern California attorneys have over 15,000 real estate agents to call in Orange County for their personal and professional needs. Why do they overwhelmingly call Melinda Johnson? Simple. It's the Melinda Johnson trifecta. Melinda is an attorney, real estate broker, and realtor. Does your family deserve the same professional services California lawyers demand? Call Melinda Johnson at 714-863-5485. That's 714-863-5485. Or on the web at freedomfirstproperties.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Remember, if you want the true equity of your home, text PEAR, P-E-A-R, Professional Equity Analysis Review, to 79564. You cannot get the true equity of your home by filling out one of those forms online and thinking it's going to give you the equity in your home. It's not going to give you the accurate numbers. You can get the equity. It's just not going to be accurate. And if you want accurate numbers, it's very, very simple and it's complimentary. It does require a conversation. You got to talk to a real estate professional. That way they can get some information about your property. How old is it? When was the last time you remodeled? What did the kitchen look like? You still have that avocado green carpeting. It may not be the right item there. It may not be at the top of the market. How about what side of the golf course are you on? Do you have a view? All these things go into it. And those things, the forms that you fill out online, they call them a CMA, a comparative market analysis. You just put in your address and it sends you something automated back. Don't pay too much attention to it. It's only one piece of the puzzle, and it is not the equity in your home. It is guaranteed it is not the equity in your home. Question we have today, though, are rents still skyrocketing? Zillow recently revealed that the 43 million renter households in the U.S. spent $535 billion on rent in 2015. Look at that, $535 billion we wasted as a society paying rent, paying somebody else's mortgage in 2015. Aggregate numbers like these often make it difficult to truly assess a situation. I don't know about you. I can't figure out what $535 billion looks like. It's telephone numbers, right? For more clarity, we want to show some points that were made in a Wall Street Journal article earlier this month. And there were two important points made in the article. One, rents are increasing faster than the last several years. And a quote here, apartment rents increased faster last year than at any time since 2007, unquote. Rent increases, a second point, rent increases are accelerating. And I'll quote again another report from Axiometrics, Inc., a Dallas-based apartment research company, showed that rents increased 4.7% in the fourth quarter compared with the same quarter a year earlier. Strongest year-end performance since 2005. That's not good information. That's not good news for you. So if you're thinking about buying or renting, we've shared the information with you in the past that the consumer or the property managers, they really don't want to renew your lease. They would rather find somebody else to renew with because they want to increase the rent more. If you're there, you're staying there, sometimes they look at it and they say, you know something, how can I justify raising their rent more than 2, 3, 4, 5%? Yet if you're at $2,300 and you move out, they might be able to go to $2,550, $2,600 easily, and they're happier. That's why 53% of the property managers say they really are looking to increase, they'd rather rent to somebody different so they can get a bigger increase. That's why one of the things I'm going to be pushing a lot over the next 2 months is think about what you're doing with your tax refund. Again, we're talking about strategic planning. You've got a tax refund coming of some sort, hopefully. How about using that toward a down payment to buy a house? You've got 3% options. You've got 3.5% options. All of these are in play. Why not use those to buy to pay for the down payment on your house? Maybe you've got, think about this, $5,000 on a down payment is going to get you, you know what, $200,000, a little over $200,000 property. right in that range, a little under. Think about that. Beg, borrow, don't steal from somebody, family, friends, mom, dad, grandma, grandpa. Buy a house. And that way you're not paying somebody else's mortgage. You're not subject to this increased rent. And you're saving a lot of money. I just did an analysis earlier today. I'm going to see while I'm chatting with you if I can bring it up. And what we call it is a rent versus own analysis. And this was a person that is paying a little over $2,000 a month in rent. $2,000 a month in rent. And we looked at what their situation is, and we're trying to figure out, or they're trying to figure out, I know the answer, but I want to demonstrate to them, what does that mean long-term to them? What are they going to be able to do with that? And how do they make that work for their family, their situation? And the numbers become very, very clear when you want to know what the net worth is, because when you're renting, the total paid when you're renting, I mean, in this particular scenario, over a 10-year period, they're looking at about $300,000 they're going to spend in rent. Yet if they buy this property, the numbers flip. The numbers totally flip. They have about $300,000 in net worth. Think about that. In a 10-year period, you could either have $300,000 in expenses that's worth absolutely nothing to you. You can do absolutely nothing with it. Or you can have $300,000 in net worth going toward your retirement, your family, your future. And again, we're going to talk Friday how to retire on that. And on, again, I'll remind you, January 30th, Chapman University, I'm going to be doing a free seminar there that will show you how you can possibly use some of the strategies that we talk about to retire with a significant income or significant revenue stream. I don't want to say income because income means you'd be paying taxes on it. You're not. So a significant revenue stream and really doing well for yourself and not have to worry about that 401k, the IRA. And yes, you'll still have a mortgage, but that's not a problem. Now, I'm looking at the payment stream for this particular client that I'm sharing with you earlier that we talked about and I just mentioned a little bit. $2,030 a month they're paying in rent. Now, on some of the different programs, we can be looking at a payment before we take into consideration taxes, because we certainly do have taxes to deal with. But they're looking at a principal and interest payment that's less than that $230, $1,680 on an FHA loan. Add the principal, insurance, taxes, homeowners insurance, everything else, yeah, your payment is going to be more than that. You have to add all those things in there. You got a 4.826 APR right now. But think about that. They're looking right there at $13,500 down. The only reason they're looking at that number as a down payment is because they're a little bit over the county lending limit. But when you look at that number and you take into account the tax advantages, now that becomes about $700 a month less than what they're paying for rent. $700 a month less than rent. How do you go wrong doing that? And now I'm going to share with you one step even better. What happens if we put to use a special program right now that'll have an interest rate at 2.99% for the first year? 2.99 for the first year. Then it goes to 3.99 for the first year. 5.206 APR. But you're looking at about a 1,758 principal and interest payment, 1,554 the first year. You're saving $200 for the first year. What does that mean? What are you doing for yourself and your family then? And you're still, again, going back to that same idea of having $300,000 in appreciation. Again, I'm assuming 5% property appreciation. Do I know that it's going to be 5%? No. But I do know that CoreLogic said 5.2% nationally for the country in 2016. They said 10.8% in California. If their numbers are correct, 5%, I'm using half of California's number here. So I'm trying to be conservative and still coming up with those kind of numbers to save these people a lot of money. Think about that. 24-month analysis, they're going to end up with about, again, if hypothetically the numbers go right, right in the range of $60,000 in equity versus $49,000 in rent payments, money that's just going to somebody else over the course of the first 2 years in a program like this. You want information like this for yourself? I'll be happy to send you this analysis totally free. All you have to do is give me a call at 800-306-1990. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, should you finance your business with a home equity loan? Or are there other options? We'll talk about that. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And again, if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a loved one who wants to stay in their home, but you have health concerns about it? The Preferred Care Team understands the challenges of caring for your loved ones. Their goal is to keep seniors as independent as possible while maintaining their health, safety, and overall well-being. Whether you need just a few hours a week or 24-hour care, Preferred Care caregivers are trained to meet your needs. Call Preferred Care at 714-696-9150. That's 714-696-9150. Or visit preferredcare.com.
In these uncertain times, it's getting harder and harder to find a safe and effective method of investing. If you're looking at retirement options that can provide some real security for you and your family, look no further than a reverse mortgage with Siegel Lending Team. Hundreds of thousands of other Americans are already taking advantage of reverse mortgages. It allows you to eliminate monthly mortgage payments, pay some bills, or simply enjoy your retirement more. A government-insured reverse mortgage with Siegel Lending Team allows seniors to stay in their home and turn their equity into tax-free cash. To qualify, there are no credit score requirements, and remember, you continue to retain complete ownership of your home. Call 1-800-306-1990 to receive a new special edition handbook, feature reverse mortgage borrowers, plus an educational brochure absolutely free. Find out more. Call Siegel Lending Team today, 1-800-306-1990. SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions, as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by your household board of directors. That would be our area trusted professionals. Text ATP to 79564, ATP to to 79564, the Area Trust Professionals. They will, takes about a, once you do that text, they're going to send you a little survey. It takes about 2 minutes to do the survey. And you'll get an introduction to maybe somebody that can save you some tax money. Maybe somebody will be able to save you some stock market headaches when we look at the Dow being down over 500 points today. Yikes. I'm looking at this market today, and this is this one here, it seems like it's painful.
Ow!
Yeah, down 500. Now, when we look at oil, down $2 a barrel. You look at the rates, though. The 10-year Treasury is down 12 basis points. That's 0.0001%. 1.94 is the yield. That means people are taking their money out of the stock market, putting it into the 10-year U.S. Treasury. That means that interest rates should follow and drop a little bit lower as well. Great information there. Question now, though, is should you refinance your business using a home equity line of credit? A lot of controversy in this one, because getting business loans is not the easiest, and many people that are doing startup businesses, it's a bit challenging to get a business loan for a young business. You do have that SBA loan, and again, it's not something that I do, but I can offer that to you or introduce you to the people that can do that loan for you. According to the National Federation of Independent Businesses, the smaller you are, the less likely you are to obtain traditional business financing. Only about 15% of sole proprietorships have business loans, according to the NFIB. Home equity advantages, obviously it's much easier to get the home equity line of credit if you've got equity in your property. And we know that 91% of us have equity in our property, 91%. I also know that only about 30% of the people believe they have equity in their property. Again, 91% do. What are some of the disadvantages, though, that you want to be careful of if you're contemplating using a home equity line of credit for your business? Well, the debt is going to then be applied to you personally if you go to refinance or restructure your home loan. That is not necessarily good. If you don't need to restructure your home loan, you're first. Yeah, I understand that the home equity line can subordinate, but if you're doing a new first, you got to be careful of this one. You might also have to deal with, where's that payment coming from? How are you documenting it? Are you crossing over that line, the firewall between personal and business, the corporate shields? You got to be careful of those issues. Home equity lines of credit, most of the time, they've got a variable interest rate. So again, there's another one we're seeing right now that, yes, the long-term rates, the 10-year Treasury is going down, but the Federal Reserve said they're going to increase interest rates 4 times this year. Which one is going to apply to you? Home equity line is relatively inexpensive to set up. Again, give me a call. I don't do them, but I can introduce you to the right people that do. You don't want to rely on other investors to repay your home equity. There's if you've got a partners in your business, you have to be careful of that concept as well. So there are pros and cons to both. If you want to do a consultation, I'd be more than happy to sit down with you and share with you what the pros and cons are of both of those, because there are serious pros and cons of each of those. That is the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by your household board of directors, the Area Trusted Professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text ATP to 79564, 2-minute survey, get your household board set up for you. This time of year, it's one of the most common things we hear about is kids or young people getting accepted to colleges. And we want to chat today about some of the financial aid terms that students and parents should know when they're looking at colleges, college financing, how you're going to get there, how you're going to pay for it. First term, cost of attendance. Now, when you say, what does it cost to go to USC? What does it cost to go to Chapman University? What does it cost to go to the University of San Diego, University of California, San Diego? Every school has a cost of attendance.
The cost of attendance is the total price that it costs to go to that institution. That would be tuition, fees, room, board, books, supplies, meal plan, other living expenses, transportation. That's all goes into the cost of attendance, and the schools have that information. You want to know demonstrated need. That's the difference between your expected family contribution, and we'll talk about that, and the total cost of attendance. Big numbers that are going to go into what's going to be on your financial aid forms that come with the from the government. Direct plus loan. These are federal loans available to parents or to graduate professional students. Interest rate is higher than other loans available to undergraduate students, and borrowing limits are much higher. They're also frequently called parent plus loans, and they're the only federal student loans that require a credit check. That's the direct plus loan. Expected family contribution. There's a formula based on income, assets, and family size that estimates how much of a college's price tag you could, again, in theory at least, afford to pay. They have their formulas. That doesn't mean you can afford it. That's what they're saying you can afford. Grants. This is the best kind of financial aid you can deal with because it's money you do not have to pay back. Grants are generally based on financial need. Need-aware admission. It's a policy in which colleges consider applicants' ability to pay when admitting or rejecting them. Few colleges are completely need-aware or need-blind. Need-based aid. This is money awarded to students when their family can't afford to pay the full price. Need-based aid. And that can come from grants, scholarships, could be loans, and it could be the student loans with low interest. Need-blind admission. All these are terms that you need to understand. Are you getting this with me? I know it's a lot, but thank goodness, if you don't get them all, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube will have it all posted right there, or ronsiegelradio.com in the archives will have it there. Need blind admission, policy in which students are accepted without regard to their financial need, unless a college is extremely wealthy, Harvard, and generous with its aid, though. This can mean that a student may be accepted but not have enough money to attend. Yeah, that's Harvard, if you've ever looked at their endowment, if they never, ever collected any tuition money, they would have no problem continuing in existence forever. That's how much money they have in their endowments. Net price, the amount you actually pay for college after tuition discounts, scholarships, and grants are accounted for. Private colleges, this is usually far less than the average price. That's the net price. When you talk to some of the professionals in this arena, you're going to get more financial aid in most instances from the private institutions than you will from the state institutions. Many of the private institutions, even though it's counterintuitive, can be cheaper in the long run than the state institutions. Merit aid or non-need-based aid. This is money awarded without regard to financial need based on academic achievement, artistic abilities, leadership skills, or other characteristics. These are when an institution really, really wants you as a student in their institution. They're going to give you whatever it takes to get you there. Perkins loan, that's federal loans that are reserved for low-income students. Interest rate is relatively low. The time before your payments are due is longer than with other loans. That's the Perkins loan. Scholarships, money that, again, scholarships and grants, that's what you want to maximize. Money that doesn't have to be repaid. Scholarships are usually awarded based on certain characteristics or qualities of the student. Very, very nice. That's a good one. Subsidized Stafford Loan, also known as direct subsidized loans. These federal loans have slightly better terms, including lower interest rates than the similar sounding unsubsidized Stafford loans. Again, unsubsidized Stafford loans, also known as direct unsubsidized loans. And these are federal loans are available to undergraduates or graduate students. And there is no financial need requirement on these, so anyone can use them. Work study. This is a program in which students are given a job on campus to help pay for college bills. There's the federal work study program, and some colleges also have their own programs. Again, these are just some of the different terms that you need to understand. We'll have this all posted right there, Ron Siegel Radio, in the archives. Or YouTube Ron Siegel 1 right there. We have that information for you.
And again, you can always call me and I'll be more than happy to assist in sharing this information with you. Again, I am not the person that does all this stuff, and I can put you in touch with people that can help you with these programs. And we ask only one thing. Be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions, call me anytime. If you want to meet any of our guests, call me. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
In the middle of our street, our house.